Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with today's episode of Easy News. The TIEX opened up 16 points this morning from Friday's close at 18,952 on turnover of 4.6 billion NT. The market closed marginally lower on Friday, despite Wall Street climbing to an all-time high overnight. The new Taipei City Department of Health says it will fine the company responsible for importing chili powder from China found to contain a carcinogenic dye 2 million NT for violating the Act governing food safety and sanitation. According to city officials, Baoxing Enterprises imported chili powder containing Sudan 3 from China and supplied it to downstream food companies island-wide. Officials say Baoxing was informed that its imported chili powder was substandard by some of these companies, but failed to take any action to initiate a product recall, which could have prevented the tainted powder from being used in food products. The new Taipei District Prosecutor's Office took Baoxing head Liu Qingshi into custody this past weekend. The Tourism Administration says the government's Tourism Promotion Fund is expected to end debt financing 1 year ahead of schedule if the tourist arrival target of 12 million visitors for this year is met. The Tourism Development Fund generated 5.866 billion NT in revenue last year, excluding the special government budget, which was about 70% of the pre-coronavirus pandemic average revenue of 6.1 billion NT. The fund's current book debt is 400 million NT. Data shows that more than 6.48 million tourists visited Taiwan last year. Hong Kong, Macau, Japan, and South Korea were the largest sources of visitors. In international news, the Vice President of the United States is due to meet with a member of Israel's war cabinet in Washington later today to discuss how to get humanitarian aid into Gaza. Kamala Harris and Benny Gantz are also expected to talk about the need for a temporary ceasefire. According to Gantz's office, he will also meet with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Our U.S. correspondent Jagruti Dave has more.
Officials from both sides have confirmed that the meeting is taking place. In a statement, Benny Gantz said that U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, as well as a bipartisan group of congressmen and women, would also be attending. A White House official said that Vice President Harris would be expressing her concern for the safety of around 1.5 million Palestinian people seeking refuge in Gaza, in Rafah, in Gaza. But she would also reiterate Israel's right to self-defense against attacks from Hamas. The White House is coming under increasing pressure to help broker a ceasefire, as well as secure the release of the remaining Israeli hostages captured by Hamas. All of this comes to the backdrop of fragile ongoing truce talks, as well as an airdrop of humanitarian aid over the weekend in Gaza by the Biden administration, while the United Nations is warning that the Palestinian people in Gaza are on the verge of a famine.
And Malaysia's government says it may renew the search for MH370 after a U.S. technology firm proposed a fresh search in the southern Indian Ocean where the Malaysia Airlines plane is believed to have crashed. The plane with 239 people aboard vanished a decade ago while en route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. Malaysia's transport minister says that the Texas-based Ocean Infinity proposed another no-find, no-fee search, expanding from the site where it first looked in 2018. The minister said he has invited the company to meet with him to evaluate new evidence it has to find the plane's final resting place. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.
Hey there. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to hear more from ICRT, you can check out our other podcasts. We've got Taiwan Talk, where we chat with a new guest every Monday, Taiwan This Week, a roundup of the news in Taiwan every Friday, and English in the News, for useful English expressions explained in Chinese. For some lighter news in both English and Chinese, check out News Bites and News for Kids. And if you enjoy them, tell a friend. Thanks for listening.